A life of service and dedication to Tennessee FFA honored. Hello and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Thomas Capps.
FFA is more than just teaching about agriculture and leadership skills. It's developing friends and families that's going to be there always.
For more than 40 years, Tennessee FFA has been a part of Steve Gass's life, first as a student and then as an ag teacher and later the state FFA advisor. Gass retired from his post as state advisor last year and in March was honored for his longtime service on stage at this year's state convention in Gatlinburg.
It means so much to me to be back here because FFA has been a part of my life since I first enrolled in ag education back in 1976, which is my first state convention 47 years ago. And it just like a continuation of life, but it excites me so much to see how the FFA has changed and evolved. It just excites me so much that to see things still continue on, see the students grow so much.
He might be retired, but Gass still volunteers and helps when he can to help grow the program he loves.
We've got those strong roots that started out with the FFA years ago that we still hold true, just like the Star Farmer, which is our elite award that anybody can receive in the FFA. But we've branched out so much, like the roots of the tree. It keeps branching out as it grows, it gets older. It spreads out its roots, and that's where we're more inclusive. We take in every student. There's something for everybody in the FFA, no matter if you come from a rural background or if you're from an urban city, like Hendersonville is one of our largest programs. There's something here for every student to get engaged with, to plant their roots in, to develop that leadership skills. We keep open those opportunities for people that want to become involved and rooted in agriculture and FFA to give those leadership opportunities.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Thomas Capps.